An Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sons Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodman Sons Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, after some drenching rains from Nestor today, the effects from Nestor will be fading out as we start to dry out tonight. Cloudy, maybe some clearing towards dawn. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, going to be a nice day. Good bit of sunshine, a warmer day, high in the low 80s. We'll be in the low 80s Monday. Much of the day will be dry, but there could be some strong to severe storms by Monday night as a strong cold front moves through the state. We're watching that situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hi there. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. If you would like to call and chime in on anything we're talking about. Now, I'm not real testy about the phone. I don't particularly like the phone, but if you'd like to call, there is no particular topic. You don't have to worry about interrupting. You won't get chided. I won't hang up on you, usually. And I won't even fuss at you for calling, 272-9228, should you wish to participate in our group discussion here. I have a very knowledgeable source, I guess you could call him an insider, who shall remain anonymous, but I received this response after I emailed him and asked him, what's his take on Trump pulling our troops out of Syria? Because we have the TV zone in here, and the big news, of course, is Syria. Here's what he said. First, the Kurds are not saints. Far from it. Remember, one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist. Where have I heard that before? For longer than our lives, the Kurds have traveled up into Turkey and committed horrible violence against the Turks. The Turks have been known to turn off the radar in southeastern Turkey, which caused the USAF to cancel the Northern Watch missions. Now, in case you don't remember, Northern Watch was our enforcement operation of post-Desert Storm UN-sanctioned no-fly zone in the northern part of Iraq. Saddam was gassing the Kurds, and we flew over the north to protect the Iraqi Kurds. It started as Operation Provide Comfort. You can check all this on Wikipedia. It's real. But he continues by saying they would turn the radar off, and they couldn't fly. We couldn't fly because they turned the radar off. Then they would claim that the radar was broken, even though it really wasn't. They would then go down into Iraq and kill Kurds that they did not want our flyboys overhead to watch them do it. Yes, the Kurds helped us, but they hated Saddam, so you got to keep it all in perspective. The Kurds are not even monolithic. They are different sects. So we were supposed to be in Syria for 30 days. We cannot stay forever in all of these countries where our kids are being killed trying to police sectarian violence. We have absolutely no interest except maybe humanitarian, and then which side do we pick? The Turks. The Turks, you could call them that. The Turks were our friends too, even though they're being, buttheads with Erdogan now. Lastly, if all these a-hole congressmen and senators want to condemn Trump for pulling out, then let them vote to declare war. Amen. Warm regards. I appreciate that, sir. I cannot say his name. We have calls.
Yeah, BB on one.
Hey, BB.
Greetings. How y'all doing?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Hey, enjoying your show and all of it. I'm going to throw in a couple more comments. You mentioned Smith Wigglesworth.
Yeah.
That was a powerful man of God.
Really?
It said that, he's actually raised people from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
He could walk into certain buildings and people would break down and start crying.
Wow.
I mean, he was just that close to the Lord and all that. And I tend to believe because I think he was originally Methodist, but he was a Methodist, and I may be wrong on this, he was Methodist in a day when Methodists were more like Pentecostals.
Yes, yeah, gotcha.
And which was, it has a pretty good services. You mentioned something about the MPD. A friend of mine lives in Montgomery,
mm-hmm.
and you talk about basically them not wanting, and you can't blame them. They've all kind of given up from what I've gathered.
Me too. Their hands are tied.
They have no backing. They're not right. going to put themselves in a situation where they may end up shooting somebody and go to prison for it.
Right.
But this girl, she's out of Montgomery now. She said her neighbors fought a lot. It was a boyfriend and a woman and two girls or two mm-hmm. kids. And that said, you hear fighting all the time. And one day they got into it pretty big. And one afternoon, they walked out to his car, parked out front, pulled his pistol out, shot five times into the house. Oh, well, God. Of course, everybody around there called police.
Sure.
They never come.
What?
And they did not come. This is a shooting into an occupied building.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes back. He left. Then he comes back. And, of course, they called, and they called the cops again.
Right.
One cop showed up and talked to him and left. And I keep thinking it's getting back to, we don't have no crime. We don't have no crime because we don't report no crime.
Bingo. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And it ain't just Montgomery that does that. It's plenty of cities and all.
Oh, I know.
But I thought that was pretty sickening and all. But a little bit about Ukraine.
Yeah.
My son is actually dating a girl from Ukraine, engaged to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are the ones that I know mm-hmm. are unusually strong. And you talking about somebody just...
You mean physically strong?
Yeah, I can't hardly hear you. Unusually strong, very strong.
Yeah, physically strong.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
They just don't tire. Wow. And also, for instance, she speaks three languages fluently, part of another one, and probably bits and pieces of other ones.
Wow.
And they're also little girls, they're just dolls. They're very pretty girls.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
so, Ukraine is something... Because what impressed me, though, was just how dang smart that girl was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
That's weird.
You know, and their kids are taught, you know, three languages starting in kindergarten.
Wow. But, so what? I wonder, is Ukraine an experiment? You know, what is it? That's wild.
I'm sorry.
I wonder if it's an experiment, Ukraine.
I don't know. I see, and those people, man, they live in a harsh, that's a cold, cold climate. Very
yeah.
cold.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So they got to be tough right out of the box.
Wow.
But you're talking, that postman talking about discovery of new planets and all.
Mm-hmm.
I got a show recorded that I've been watching it because I love spaceships, space stuff like that.
Yeah, I do too.
And they were talking that, you know, basically they were used to discover a new planet about every other decade.
Uh-huh.
And now the technology, and we're talking about new planets in the Goldilocks zones and such.
Right.
And now the technology that we got with the telescopes out in space looking at it, it's almost a daily thing to find planets in the Goldilocks zone. And there are so many planets in the Goldilocks zone, it's unbelievable.
Yep. And they can't be, some of them have to be inhabitable.
Yeah, no joke. I mean, you know, we look at God. God's a big God. You know, Earth, if all Earth is all he has, that's got to be kind of boring.
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
And it's, you know, it's, I mean, just look at the stars out there. It's, you know, the numbers will tell you there's life out there.
Exactly. And, you know, the way I look at it, BB, is who are we to put limitations on God? You know, we don't know what he's done.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know what he's done on Earth.
Exactly. We don't.
all that he's done on Earth, let alone outside of Earth.
Exactly. Well said.
You talking about your pork shortage a while ago?
Yes.
I had mentioned last spring on your show about there was a swine flu going on in China. And this is swine flu amongst the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just talked about it a while ago, too. And these pigs are just dying by the multiple thousands.
Yeah.
And the Chinese government told the farmers, this is what you're going to do. When you start getting sick, you're going to let us know. And basically what they started doing, they just started killing off the farms. You know, in China, in so many ways, they're so smart, but in other ways, they're so stupid.
Uh-huh.
And so what do you think the farmers are going to do? When these pigs get sick or die, they started dumping them. And they found these sick pigs in rivers and streams, ditches, in cities, out of cities.
Just spreading all that, whatever it is, everywhere.
Yeah, and that goes back to what we talked about the next pandemic is going to come out of that area over there.
Yep.
Because they're living in it. They're not just going to the pig farm and then going home. They live at the pig farm.
Exactly.
So, I'm going to let y'all go, and I'm going to stand by, and I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear y'all.
Take care, my friend. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
Well, hey there, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, Kenny.
I'm okay.
What's
good
up?
To hear your voices live, that is.
Yeah, it's great to be here, man. It really is. Good to be home. Love home. Love to travel, but there's no place like home.
Click, yeah, I got to tell click, you that
click,
the
click, click, click.
Captive audience on Friday said, hey, if you call the guys up, could you tell them that they need to get back in the studio? We're, you know, waiting for a live broadcast. I said, yeah, well, I'll see what I can do.
I had to get back, and I'm back, so we're back.
Yeah, they. Now, I'm telling you, they have really enjoyed having their horizons, whether it would be the right way to say horizons broadened, their eyes open.
Yeah, good.
You know, they've gained a lot of knowledge. And I don't know how many of the guys out there listen. You know, just the guys that happen to ride with me, you know, they'll, when they hear something really good or whatever, they'll tell me about it on that following Monday.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. You know, the word is getting out.
That's the goal.
So,
well, how's Patty? Yeah. How's Patty doing?
Well, you know, it's been
a heck of a ride, man.
This has been one of those. Well, it's been a year. I mean, well, it's 10 months. And so this might be something you'd appreciate. You remember when my son was in?
Yes, the wreck.
And, you know, the one thing that I thought that was really good about Baptist South, you know, most of the time, because I was there a lot, of course, you know.
Sure, you saw it.
But, you know, the doctors would communicate things that you needed to know. If you had some questions, you know, the nurses might tell you the text.
Right.
But, hey, you know, if there's something we can answer, you know, here's the number, call, and they'll, you know, or in case matters, somebody would always, you know, be available.
Right.
Well, as good as that hospital up in Birmingham with the three big letters is supposed to be, the one thing that they are not good at is communicating anything.
I've heard that.
So way back in, we were supposed to go up on the 28th of August so they could finally remove that drain tube that's in her pancreas. Well, you know, we go all the way up there. I have, you know, of course, put time in to get the day off from work, go up there, and, you know, we sit there, and they come in. They say, well, we're not going to take the thing out today.
What?
And I'm thinking, like, why? Well, we're looking at her scans from before. Well, it just so happened that her drainage numbers had gone up anyway, but they didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, well, you know, you need to talk to me, because I was agitated.
I bet.
And I said, you know, if this was the case, why couldn't somebody call and tell us ahead of time? Uh-huh. I said, we don't live around the corner, and I have to, you know, schedule a day off from work.
Yeah, it's not easy.
So they're like, well, we'll have you come back, and the doctor will call you in 24 to 48 hours. Well, the guy that did the procedure wasn't even there. Uh-huh. Wasn't available to talk to us.
That's probably
so why they didn't do it. I said, do not, you know, do not try to, well, I didn't say BS, but I just said, don't try, you know, what is wrong with my wife? Just be honest, be upfront about it, so we know where we stand.
Yes.
And they said, well, no, it's just that this, you know, this is what's draining around the pancreas. Okay, fine. All right, so we're supposed to hear 24 to 48 hours. Nothing. Nobody ever calls. I called them back because we had a concern. Yeah, we've got your number. We'll call you back. Never heard from. 4 weeks later, their office calls and said, oh, we want to schedule you for your appointment. I said, how come you can call for that, but you can't call to give us an update or even let us know what's going on, even if it's not the doctor? Anybody could just, you know, if, hey, how's she doing? How's the drainage? Do you have any concern?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we go up there Monday. And I had decided this is coming out because nothing, she's not draining anymore. Nothing's coming out. 2 weeks. And we get up there, and the guy at the Kirkland Clinic says, well, do you have an imaging thing? I said, no. Well, we don't like to take it out unless it's an I said, dude, this is coming out one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
We're not going through this again. And if it was such a big concern, how come nobody, he says, you haven't heard from your doctor? I said, we haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him, period. And I said, and the guy that was up here that day, he swore, you know, 24 to 48, well, we haven't heard a peep. So he said, wow. He got on the phone and he told me, he said, look, they're visibly agitated because they have no communication with the doctor to tell them anything. And I said, and you guys are supposed to have this great reputation. I said, you know, in my job, if we did that, we'd get fined.
Uh-huh.
You know, point blank. So they took the thing out and he was satisfied. He said, look, this thing's completely drained because nothing's coming out of it. He said, normally you get a little seepage, nothing. He said, you know, this thing's fine.
Good.
He said, but, you know, they'll reschedule something. He said, but you can do it down there instead of having to come up here. They can always do a CT scan, get an image, and make sure nothing's changed.
Sure, we can do that, Montgomery.
But anyway, she's since that time, she's had some abdominal pain, but she's suffering from a second bout of something that's the long term. I can't tell you the long term, but the short word for it is C. diff,
yeah.
Which is it's a bacterial infection caused by an antibiotic, believe
that's
it
right.
or not.
That's right.
Yeah. And so they're treating her again with a stronger version of what they had given her before.
Wow.
So anyway, it's just been, you know, I told you before, I believe it. I've declared it. By his stripes, she was healed the day that this whole thing started.
Right.
You know, because I have to stand on his promise and his word.
Correct.
So all I have to say is, she's healed, and we'll just wait for it to manifest itself here in the natural, because in the supernatural, it's already done.
I hear you.
Anyway, I heard Frank call in, of course, great as always. So there's one, and you were just talking about it before I got through. When he was talking about Ukraine, I said, one thing we haven't talked about is Turkey. But you guys were talking about Turkey and the Kurds. So I missed out what you were saying. But mm-hmm. Turkey is a big player.
Yeah, Erdogan.
You know, in this whole thing. I mean, Ukraine could be, but Turkey and all this stuff moving. Well, look, they're making their move because they're supposed to be an ally. But they're about the shakiest ally that I've ever, you know, heard of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lean towards Russia when they need it. Okay. They lean towards us because they need us.
Yep, opportunistic.
Right. And so, you know, they are who they are. And I believe that Erdogan is, you know, well, he's just been waiting to make a move.
Yeah.
So, and eventually, all of this is going to culminate in Jerusalem being surrounded.
Right. Yes.
You know, we can't lose sight of the fact that all these little things, these skirmishes, all these little things that are happening point towards, you know, eventually these groups getting together. I believe Turkey's going to leave NATO at some point.
Yeah.
And then join up with whoever they're going to join up with and make their move because they don't like Israel either. I mean, that's a historical thing, I believe. So, anyway, everything's happening as it was planned. So we can just kind of sit back and know that if you're saved, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you're right. You are correct.
So hello there, Mr. Postman. I hear in your background. I think that's you.
That's him.
How's it going?
Mr. Jason?
Yes. Caller just called in and recommended a medication called Deficid that you might need to go through your insurance to get her approved for it. But I'm not sure what all that's about. I don't know the whole thing. But
well, if you write it down, have my brother from another text it to me.
All right, I will.
And then I can see what that is. And yeah, because you know how it is with insurance companies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Medical anyway.
Better believe it.
But once again, I know you're probably up on a break.
Oh, always.
Just want to thank you for coming back, and I'm glad you guys are back. I'm glad you got your ATV back also.
Yeah, me.
And I'll be listening in, so just keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. Love you, brother.
Love you guys.
See you, man. Bye. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Terry.
Yes.
Y'all having a good show tonight, like every show I hear. I'm in here listening every Saturday night. But there's one thing that has not been talked about.
We missed something?
No, I think you talked about it before when it first happened. But you remember this rock that came through the solar system? They named it Oumuamua.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. On the 30th of August, an astronomer in the Ukraine discovered another one starting to come through the solar system on the same trajectory.
Really?
19.5, whatever that means.
That's just statistically virtually impossible, isn't it?
I don't know.
Accident? Yeah.
Well, the same type, same configuration?
Yeah.
Yeah,
those aren't natural. Those are artificial.
No, those are starships.
They're artificial.
You said from Ukraine.
Yeah, here we go again.
Yeah, well, see, it's a Ukrainian astronomer.
Gotcha.
And then all of a sudden, this Trump stuff started.
Yep.
And Biden started getting in the news over there.
Wow.
And nothing else has been mentioned about it.
Exactly. Imagine that.
But you might, you know, maybe refresh the audience's memory about the first one.
Yes.
And that there's a second one coming through the solar system. Now, they said that they're going to have a year. Astronomers around the world are going to have a year to study it through the telescopes.
Gotcha. Yeah, we'll dig into that. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, man. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks.
I enjoyed the show. It was great, like always.
It was good. Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Bye. See ya. All right, guys. I'm way late for a break, as usual. I'm actually two breaks behind. Again.
Again?
Again.
I hard to believe, isn't it? Call it a weakness. We'll be back.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Ah,
Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, no, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary.
But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Aw, drat! Missed us again!
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor. And a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric, so should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, after some drenching rains from Nestor today, the effects from Nestor will be fading out as we start to dry out tonight. Cloudy, maybe some clearing towards dawn. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, going to be a nice day. Good bit of sunshine, a warmer day, high in the low 80s. We'll be in the low 80s Monday. Much of the day will be dry, but there could be some strong to severe storms by Monday night as a strong cold front moves through the state. We're watching that situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I thought that was the same bumper music it played before. I don't know. Of course, I've had the same bumper music now for 5 years, so shouldn't surprise anybody. Welcome back to the program. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. You know, it's weird, this whole Syria thing. It just, there's an article that was written, America First, about Trump and Putin saved Syria. This is actually New York Times wrote this. And let's see, an amazing event just happened in Syria, one perhaps not even one in 20 specimens of Bubus americanus could even understand, let alone appreciate. Donald Trump, to the dismay of both the Greater Israel and globalist factions of the PRC, which stands for the predatory ruling class, has, for the most part, given Syrians their country back, and in so doing, deactivated what was, only a few years ago, a potential World War III trigger point, indeed. Quote, Syrian government forces streamed into the country's northeast on Monday, seizing towns where they had not set a foot in years. And they filled a vacuum opened by President Trump's decision to abandon the U.S.'s Syrian Kurdish allies. Now, as for the already worn out hateful mantra emanating from both the Western and Israeli fake news about Trump, quote, abandoning the CIA Mossad-backed Kurds, all that really means is that the deep state has lost the last of its proxy mercenaries in Syria. Amen. That's exactly what this means. What Soros and Satan Yahoo, for different purposes, created, Trump and Russia and Turkey and Iran have, through a combination of maneuver, manipulation, and force, successfully dismantled. And folks, that's a good thing. Did you ever think you would see a time where the president of Russia and our president were seemingly the only two heads of state that were not insane? That's where we are right now. The two non-globalists are the two most, arguably the two most powerful countries on the planet, stopping the New World Order and their takeover.
I don't know how long it'll last, but while Trump is in power, we need to make hay while the sun shines. You need to be preparing. You need to get ready for when Trump's not in office, because it's not going to be good, folks. Don't mean to be a fearmonger, but at the very least, you need to be preparing. Get a plan. Get a Berkey water purifier. Get some non-perishable food. Just get ready for what's coming. The Bible tells us it's coming. That means it's coming, folks.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
It does make sense. You'd be dumb not to do it.
It does. I mean, if you've got wind of a hurricane coming, I mean, you run to the store and get bread and milk, you know?
Got to get the bread and milk. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
You know, that's for a short term. I mean, plan for, you know, 6 months to a year.
You better believe it. And, you know, they even, our own government's even told us that before.
Yeah, I mean, they advertise it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I found this report today. I'd not heard about this. This is from the Dr. Wraith Health Foundation. This is actually an older report. A clinical trial, the effect of micronutrient supplementation on disease progression in asymptomatic HIV-infected adults in Botswana, published back in November 2013, found that long-term supplementation with multivitamins and selenium for HIV-infected patients reduced the risk of immune decline and illness. In other words, if you have AIDS or you have HIV, you can use nutrients to defeat it. Yes, but they don't want you to know that. You know why? Because of the very expensive drugs they want you to buy to combat AIDS and HIV.
Yeah, instead of the cheap natural stuff that's available.
Yep, can't have that. You know, and I was talking to somebody, I don't remember who, about cancer. And we were talking, and they were saying, you know, I think they have a cure for cancer. And I said, you know, I used to hear that and laugh and go, that's crazy. I don't laugh anymore. I absolutely believe they have a cure for cancer, but they're not about to release it because they make so much money off chemo and all the other cancer drugs.
Don't forget population control.
Absolutely.
If people that die of cancer
are dead.
Population would,
they're dead.
Increase, yeah.
Which is another reason they're pushing homosexuality, because you don't have kids. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry. What's going on?
Yeah, just been listening. I know y'all was talking about that Wigglesworth guy a while ago.
Yeah.
You know, I heard somebody was talking about, said, I don't forgot where he was at, but, you know, he was in his bed asleep, and he could feel something, you know, was in the room when it said he woke up and looked around, and the, you know, Satan was in there, and he said, he just looked over and said, oh, it's just you, and turned around and went back to sleep.
I love it. I love it. That's the way to handle it. You know, that's faith. That is faith. Yeah. You know, if I could wish for anything, I wish I had the faith of the young David. You know, I love the story of David and Goliath. I made the mistake of watching a rendition of David and Goliath on YouTube, and it was a British-made one. And what made me mad was now they're trying to make it like it was a one-sided fight, but it was one-sided in the favor of David. That David was like a sniper, and this Goliath guy, well, he was affected by the giantess disease, therefore he was slow and lumbering and were not real smart, so David was at an advantage. Negative, Ghost Rider. David was not at an advantage. He should have killed David quick. Had it not been for God, it's God's intervention, David would have died. You know, that's just the truth.
Well, David brought three rocks with him that day, you know.
For him and his brothers.
One for him and two for his other brothers.
Yep. And I love that story. What I love most about it is the young shepherd boy coming to bring his brother's lunch and him sitting there listening to this giant curse God, and he was just beside himself that they could sit there and listen to this. You know, why are you listening to this Philistine talk about our God? Why are you not doing something?
Uncircumcised Philistine.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. Uncircumcised Philistine. Thank you. Love David's faith. I love that. What's going on in Auburn?
Well, did you hear about the 16-year-old that, you know, killed his daddy's girlfriend?
No. When did this happen?
Thursday night, maybe.
Oh, my God. In Auburn?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that. We've been out of town.
His daddy was a doctor down here in East Alabama.
And
he was like a transgender. He was being homeschooled.
Apparently he didn't like his daddy's girlfriend. Wow. So, is he in jail?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. This whole transgender thing is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we're letting them mess with our kids, just, I can't wrap my mind around that. I don't know why they're allowing this to happen.
Yeah, they're indoctrinating them in the schools.
They really are. Indoctrinating them everywhere.
But they don't trust you to...
raise your own kid.
Well, they don't trust children with the decisions of drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes or voting. But yet they can decide to change their gender.
Yeah, isn't that
crazy?
At
such a young age. It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm. Or have an abortion or something like that, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're all about that.
You know, when we went up to Barber's the other week, you know, we seen so many Yamahas.
Right.
Well, they have a show down in South Florida. I think it's Dania Beach, D-A-N-I-A Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have one in there in January. The theme for it, this vending show, is Yamaha.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they're getting, I think it's, I forget what year anniversary of Yamaha basically creating, you know, the trail bike.
Oh, that might have been it, man.
Yeah, and I love that. I love the old Yamahas. I actually got mine out and serviced it, and I can't. I guess I'm gonna have to clean the carburetor again. I can't get it to crank.
Yeah, that XL100 I got a clean carburetor on it.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it. Gas these days is terrible.
It is. I don't know what you know. I think they have to go to extra effort to make it that bad.
Yeah, I think they do. You know, I've heard stories, and if there's a truck driver out there that delivers gas, I'd love for you to call at 272-9228 and tell me the truth. I've heard that they actually send a separate truck with the ethanol in it that they add to the tanks after they put the gas in it. If that's the case, why even add the ethanol? Why not just leave it straight gas, you know?
Because gas can't sit very long with the ethanol before the phase separation.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is we don't want the ethanol. So just don't deliver the ethanol.
Right.
You know? But they're adamant about it. Because all the corn we used to send to third world countries to feed the starving kids that skin's not white, they now cook that into ethanol and sell it to the gas companies. That's why. And that's the God's honest truth.
Yeah, I wonder if they actually make more money off of it, or is it just the people who's selling carburetors and stuff feel how to make more money off of it?
I think the government, and I can't prove this, but I think the government is subsidizing this. They're pushing it, and they're mandating it, and they're paying the companies to do it. Kind of like the way they pay farmers not to grow crops.
Yeah.
It's insane, but it's what they do. It's who they are.
Yeah, I had a buddy come by a while ago. He bought him a new BMW, and he had taken for a ride, and it was 0 to 60 in about 5 seconds. I mean, that thing was... It would fly.
Automobile, obviously. What model he bought?
The 750.
Oh, yeah, my sister has one. She has one of the L's, the long stretch one. That's an incredible car.
Speaking of five seconds, we're at a break again.
Yeah, we are. Go ahead, Barry. Finish your thought.
The cameras, you know, you can see all the way around the car.
Yeah, I don't understand how that works.
I don't either.
Yeah, they have one that shows you like a view above the vehicle looking down on it. And I'm like, how does it do that?
It does. I don't know how they do that.
Have you seen the invisible trailer thing?
I have.
That's crazy. How do they do that?
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I don't understand the technology. What technology allows them to do this? I don't get it.
It's above my pay grade.
And mine too, Barry. Mine too. Well, buddy, I got to hit a break. It's good to hear your voice. Take care.
All right. See you.
All right, guys. Got to hit a break. We will.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Hi there. Welcome back to Clearing the Air, 272-9228. We have your young Jason Johnson, of course, the incomparable Dean of Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, Postman, with us tonight. And we have Bo on the radio. Hey, Bo.
Hello, my friends.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Well, okay.
How you doing, Bo?
Good. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah, man.
We can hear you better than any other caller.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, I just got a new phone from Costco, and I'm hoping it'll hold in there. The other ones, the batteries run down real quick on them, so I got plenty of battery tonight, folks.
Awesome.
Just to let y'all know. You know, y'all was talking about them transgenders.
Mm-hmm.
you know, somebody sent me a tweet or a Facebook, and they said, you know, I got put in Facebook jail for using the word tranny. And I thought, well, I'll test it, you know, just to see. And sure enough, they put you in Facebook jail or give you a timeout or something like that.
Well,
but
how else are you going to get advice on whether your transmission needs to be replaced or not?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do I need a new tranny?
Right.
Yeah, those are called memes.
Yeah. Right. And I put one on my Twitter, and they basically, you know, locked me out of Twitter when I put it on there. So, you know, the PC AI framework that Facebook and all them's implementing to get rid of the conservatives, they're all out about it.
Right.
Shadow ban you or whatever they call that. You know, block you or shadow ban you, or your tweets just don't get out, or your posts don't get out on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, my YouTube channel's been done like that for a long time. So, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you think, you know, what I just read something about the first Chick-fil-A in the UK or something got closed because of the LGBT movement or something over there. Did y'all see that?
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me.
I think it was on Breitbart or something.
I have seen where the Chick-fil-A locations do better than McDonald's, Starbucks, and something else combined.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, wow, that is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd just like to go to Chick-fil-A just for the way they treat you. They're so nice, you know?
Well, we go to this one. When I have a doctor's appointment, we'll go by this one on Ann Street, and the line of cars is backed all the way out of the driveway and wrapped around on the street. But no worries. You pull up, and, you know, within 5 minutes, somebody's at your window getting your order. They walk around and get your order, and then within 10 minutes, you got your food, you're eating, you're a happy camper, and they treat you nice. I love it.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
The way they do it, yeah.
And I've been to several of the fast food joints. I really don't like going to fast food, but, you know, sometimes I'll just like, well, I'll give them a shot. So
sure.
I went to the KFC, and, well, I better not name the town, but anyway, I went in there. The floor was nasty. It was just, the whole thing was just nasty. It was just seemed like a, you know, a ghetto KFC, if you will. But and I was like, oh, my God. I looked at my wife, and I said, well, this is off the list. Uh-huh. I'll never go back in one of these again. I mean, I'd have to be shown off. I'd have to be beyond the hungry to the hangry stage to go into another one.
There you go.
But, you know, they keep them clean. They're friendly.
Yep.
The food is not like five star, but I mean, it's quality.
It's a lot better than what you'll get everywhere else, fast food.
Yeah, and you get salads and whatnot.
And it's like the picture.
Exactly. Back to the tranny thing. Do y'all remember the Crocodile Dundee one where he was in the club and the cabbie looked at him and said, Mick, that's not a chick, that's a dude.
Yeah, of course.
And remember the test he performed on that tranny to see what it was?
Yep.
Yeah, he pulled a Trump.
That's not too PC anymore. I wonder if they'll make them pull that Crocodile Dundee off the air, because, you know, I wonder if they'll, or it's Hollywood, you know, because you think about it, Hollywood can get by with certain stuff. We can't.
Exactly. They got a pass, permanent pass.
Yeah. They're in with the Democrat elite.
Mm-hmm.
In the George Soros run media elite.
You got it.
But yeah, I've been keeping up with a little bit of it, Terry, and you know it's basically Russian. What was it? What did they call it before? Russian collusion.
Yeah. 5.0
is what they got going on now.
Yeah,
and it's exactly what Schumer warned Trump about early on in his administration. Was if Trump thinks he wants to take on the deep state, or he called it the intelligence community, they got six ways a Sunday of getting back at him.
Yes, they do. We're seeing that.
But not only that, Obama made it his personal mission to populate all the intelligence agencies with his ilk, with his, not Democrats, but what do you call the little imps, with his imps.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's what you got in there now. You got them running rampant in there. And they're in all levels of our government.
They are. They infiltrated all our government.
How can you say a CIA, let's just call him what he is, CIA operative, mole, if you will, is in our White House. And you hear all these other people that are knowledgeable about the function of the CIA saying, this is not the function of a CIA asset or agent to spy on the sitting president of the United States. They're supposed to spy on foreign governments.
Right. Exactly. They're not supposed to work here.
So this person, this supposedly, they're calling him a whistleblower, which is absolutely not what he is. He's a CIA operative, more than likely. Obama, you know, he bought the house that's in close proximity of the White House, like, what is it, 2 miles or something?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So he's running the deep state through, you know, some of the other people that are still kind of like, I don't know if they all still have security clearances, but, you know, there for a while, a lot of the people like, Brennan and Clapper and all them still had access. They still had their clearance pass.
Exactly, which is insane.
How do you do that? How do you explain that? I can tell you one thing. If they did have a clearance pass, I would want to know everything they accessed.
I would too.
Mm-hmm. And have a full report on what it was and why it was accessed.
Absolutely correct. Yep.
So anyway, these deep state communist Soros puppets that we have running around in Washington,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it's going to take the people rising up, like y'all have been saying, you know, to throw these communist, socialist, progressive, whatever label you want to put on them. It's anti-America, anti-Constitution, and they're up there parading around like they're the most patriotic mm-hmm. Americans that ever walked the face of the earth.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's just Saul Alinsky?
Yep, straight out of his book.
Yeah, Rules for Radicals?
Yep.
They're living that out.
They are.
You know, right in our face. And when is it, you know, I know God, you know, if you look at Israel and everything, he would come to their aid on their behalf when they cried out to the point of, you know, Lord, help us, like right. when they was in Egypt.
Right.
They cried out. Well, God came to their aid. Well, are we crying out?
No.
Are we really crying out to God?
No. People don't
care. Like we should be.
People don't care, Bo. They don't care. They're so apathetic, they don't want to get involved. And it's going to be the destruction of America is what we're going to get for our troubles.
That's my challenge to the world that can hear my voice or that I can influence is cry out to God on the behalf of yeah. our country, on the behalf of our president, because he has stood more. They say that he has allowed access to the White House for evangelicals than any other president
yes,
in our history.
That's true. That's very true.
And let me tell you something. Most evangelicals, I don't know if all of them, I can't speak for all of them, but I can say this. A lot of them have been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And if that's the truth, I believe it is, they're up there laying hands on this man and prophesying and speaking, and the Holy Ghost is active in that place.
Yes.
I believe that fully. So we can't, you know, we may can count out these rhino Republicans up there that aren't supporting him and aren't coming to bat for him, but let me tell you one person you can never count out, and that's God.
Amen.
You always put... But God, when you hear all these, you know, negative reports in the news, mm-hmm. I'm always going to put at the end of it, but God is the one that has the last say in it.
There you go. Well said.
Just like when he got elected.
Well said.
Well, look, guys, I love y'all. You're doing a great job, and thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Bo.
Thank you, Bo.
Good information.
Y'all take care.
See you.
All right.
Break time.
Yeah, it is break time. Well, what do you know, he's absolutely right, you know.
He is.
He's always right.
Yeah, I'll touch on that.